definitely think there's a big mindset about that. Because if you stop, if you stop 10 people on the street that's like in their 20s or 30s and ask them about the leather industry and what they thought of it, that'd be one of the first things they'd tell you.
You really think they would know too much about leather?
No, I don't think they'd know. That's the problem. They don't know. They've just heard that all the time. Mm-hmm. Just like the guy that bought my building. He just moved in last June, and one of his employees walked up to me and wanted to know what that stuff was across the street. And it's blue stock. It's chrome splits from the tanneries. And I'm not even sure. He says to me, won't that stuff kill you? And I says to him, well, I'm still here. But that's the mindset a lot of people have about it.
Well, did you know of anybody that got sick from
leather? I really don't know anybody that... But how would you ever prove it? You know, how could you prove it didn't hurt, didn't bother them, or did bother them? You know, because there was never any surveys done that I know of about people. Did they die younger from working in the leather industry, or did they live longer? Or I know of no surveys that they were done for that.
That's true. I guess people didn't think about it. It was just a way of life.
It was just a way of life, right.
Just what they were doing. An honest way to make a living?
Yeah, I definitely think that. Huh. And it was hard work, but a lot of people did.
Yeah.
You know, they was... people that made prints, there was a lot of thinners used. It probably wasn't good for the... You know, for you smelling all day, but, mm-hmm. you know, that's what you done. You had to make a living, you know. Mm-hmm.
So what does your company do now?
We still do some contract cutting. We produce a lot of stuff for the cutlery trade, knife sheaths. Still make a few labels occasionally. It's just when somebody's in a big hurry for them. Mm-hmm. Or patches, I should say, instead of labels. And,
mm-hmm. You also deal in the camp trade?
I cut a lot of stuff that goes to the... I sell them to companies who sell summer camps for kids. We cut like little fish and turtles and out of veg stand leather that the kids tool and paint when they go away to camp in the summer. Wristbands, all that kind of stuff. Little lace-up pouches, kit form stuff.
Yeah.
Do a lot of that stuff. Bookmarks.
Now, when some people who don't really know too much about the leather industry, and I tell them that I work for a museum that has to do with leather.
Yeah.
Their first joke or first reaction is, oh, the S&M trade stuff.
Yeah.
And do you deal with any of that?
Yes, I've made stuff for that trade.
Yeah.
Yes, I make stuff now for a trade. I don't make the complete part. I make parts when the guy does assemble it. That's big business. That's huge business in the leather industry. All black. Nothing but black. They'd be happy to hear that. Yep, that is still big trade in the leather business.
Mm-hmm. So, what do you think of our plans to make a leather museum here?
Well, I think it's a good idea because I think if you get people to come here and learn a little more about it, then just like the guy who was talking to me about the blue stock would understand that everything to do with the leather industry doesn't kill you. You know what I mean? And it's I think it's Peabody's heritage too. I think that's what the whole city was built on.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. What sort of exhibits do you think people would want to see or should see?
Well, the too bad you didn't. You know, there's one finishing shop left in Peabody that if you could. I could probably get you in there with a camera to take pictures of